a boy had dreams that told the future. One night when he was young, an angel came to him in a dream. "Your aunt is going to die," it said. He woke up immediately and ran to tell his parents. They told him, "Go back to bed. It's only a dream." Then that morning they got a phone call. His Aunt Sally had died in a car accident. A few weeks went by and the angel came to him again in a dream. "Your father is going to die," it said. He ran to tell his father. He told him to go to bed and it wasn't worth worrying about. But the next morning, the boy could see his father looking very rattled and not like himself at all. No wonder, the father didn't know how it would happen. After all, the angel had only said, "Your father is going to die." The father arrived home just before supper that evening and said to the boy's mother as he came in the door, "I just had the worst day of my life." She said, "You think your day was bad? The mailman had a heart attack and died on the front porch this morning." The prophecies the boy received from the angel were not just accurate, but revealing of hidden truths. In this case, secret truths, such as his real father. And that's the way prophecy is supposed to work. In fact, the Holy Bible is 27% direct prophecy. But indirectly, the entire Bible is prophetic. And its very nature of being prophetic, particularly in the details of predicted events, serves to prove the Holy Bible's veracity in its entirety. Which means that each and every prophecy we see, which has obviously been completely fulfilled, proves that the Holy Bible is totally true, and therefore everything it says must be equally true and historic and indisputable. Everything. Oddly, though, at seminary was an abominable scholarly interpretation, perhaps even more prevalent today in liberal seminaries and churches. Seminary taught me the damnable heretical teachings that everything supernatural in the Bible was simply metaphorical or allegorical. For scientifically, we humans know and have proven that miracles cannot happen, that virgin births are impossible, that predicting future events is no more than fantasy and overactive imaginings. So dominant was this faithless worldview that it was used to dissect, date, and determine what each and every verse in the Bible means. For example, when Jeremiah prophesied that Israel would be conquered and the people hauled off into captivity into Babylon, since prophecy isn't a real thing, therefore the passages in Jeremiah which say so had to have been written after Israel went into captivity in Babylon. Thus, Jeremiah's prophecies about the Babylonian exile could not have been written before 576 BC, the date scientifically proven that Jerusalem fell. Knowing that Isaiah's prophecies were written 200 years before Babylon fell, when Babylon was in its heyday, at the zenith of its power and prestige, the jewel of kingdoms, makes the detailed fulfillment of his words devastatingly undeniable. This mindset completely dismisses the whole idea that the Holy Bible is in any real way holy, or even is the actual Word of God. Realize that this kind of demonically inspired thinking has infected the liberal mainline denominations for over a century, just a forerunner of today's wokeism. Woke Christians is a contradiction in terms. It's not possible to be a genuine Christian and woke at the same time. The masses of loud-mouthed, supposed Christians out there making one pronouncement after another are simply serving as mouthpieces for the devil, the sworn enemy of our souls. The latest example comes from our liberal, woke, local mass media giant, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Just last Tuesday, our esteemed, prize-winning newspaper shouted on its front page, "Clergy call for Missouri to reject Ten Commandments in schools." No true Christian, let alone clergy, would oppose posting and teaching the Ten Commandments in schools. This is in response to members of our legislature in Jefferson City working on bills that would require placing the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom. Gasp! What an unconscionable outrage! Don't we all know that we have to shield our precious children from the pernicious ideas of a vengeful God that no one wants or needs to believe in? No, but we absolutely need to provide our children from the youngest ages access to helpful and healthy information about how they should explore their sexuality, change their gender, and decide who and what they are. Or so they say. We must not allow ourselves to be influenced even in the slightest by the constant, incessant barrage of lies coming at us from seemingly every direction. We must exercise discernment, as our Lord urged us repeatedly. When we listen to, give heed to, even one lie from the ocean of lies surrounding us, we damage ourselves and our loved ones and Christ's church. We surely realize that truly unbelievably large swaths of what used to be Christendom, the church, are now apostate, and whether they realize it or not, have made themselves God's enemies. We feel so sorry for them. We must pray for them that at least some will come to their senses, like the prodigal son, and return to Father God in heaven in humble repentance. For the Lord weeps over even one lost soul who turns his or her back on God, who is the veritable source of their life and good. They relegate themselves by their own wills to eternal damnation, eternal separation from their loving Creator. God still loves even the devil, and grieves over his rebellion, and wishes that he and his angels would one day return to the Lord. But God, knowing the end from the beginning, can see that they never will. He therefore had to create a place for them, the lake of fire, where they will be confined for all eternity, once this dispensation, these end times, concludes. So be very careful when you hear and see something that says Christian or clergy or the church, etc. Which church, which Christian is being talked about? Is it the true believing the entire Bible faithful? Or those who have fallen away, become counterfeit, now apostate, unrepentant, unregenerate, believers who still call themselves and what they do Christian? Every news report, every legacy media pronouncement must be questioned. Is that really true? What are they really trying to say? Just because someone says it, don't automatically believe it. And now with the total explosion of fake news and artificial intelligence-generated articles and videos and phone calls and emails and texts, it's become even more difficult to determine what is fact, what is truth, from what is propaganda, lies, and deceit. At some point, very soon, there will be so much fake, so much counterfeit, so many altered videos and purportedly authentic recordings that people won't know what to believe anymore. At which point, the entire internet will become so suspect that it becomes almost useless. Where to turn? What to do? The answer is so very simple. Read this book. Spend your time in God's Holy Bible while you still can. For damnable revisions to the Bible are already being published, and when those become widespread, well, real Bibles will become more valuable than gold, even than life itself. This is already so in communist China, North Korea, and elsewhere. Read your Bibles while you still can. Immerse yourselves in it. Baptize yourselves in God's Word. Pray for Holy Spirit, the teacher, to fully, not just partially, but overflowing, to indwell your heart, mind, and life, so that your thinking is full of God's life-giving Spirit. Fill your minds with the Bible, even memorize portions, to quote to yourself when the world and the devil take bullhorns of lies to your ears and minds. Therefore, protect yourself from all evil's onslaughts, and you can remain standing in these evil days. As Paul describes in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, "Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms, for they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides, so you're protected as you confront the slanderer, for you are destined for all things and will rise victorious. Put on truth as a belt to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as the protective armor that covers your heart. Stand on your feet alert, then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as your wrap-around shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies. And take the mighty razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Pray passionately in the Spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessings of God upon all His believers." Biblical prophecies are being fulfilled all around us every day now. The Lord is returning soon. Pray so you'll be standing when He calls you to Himself. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending us your Holy Spirit by first breathing upon your disciples. Breathe upon us too, in ever greater and increasing measure, your blessed Holy Spirit, that we may breathe Him in, keep Him in, and live in Him, following you forever. In your name we pray.